Welcome back to the Man I Love Film podcast. I'm Issa.
I'm Cho.
We are recording a whopping 2 days post-recording Little Women. I don't know which to put out first.
I was thinking about that earlier because I was like, oh my God, we could like pretend we recorded this earlier, but in the video, like in the audio, it's literally me being like, oh my God, like hee, all the movies we watched.
Also, I literally posted as like a sneak peek, which we do not have enough of a following. A following I greatly appreciate, but we don't have a big enough one for me to genuinely be like, hee, sneak peek. I just thought it was really funny how we opened the last episode. But now, I didn't even think about that, about you, your point that like you were like, oh my gosh, it's been a while. No, I was just like, we're gonna start this top five episode, and there's gonna be no Kelly Osbourne bit. And I mean,
Oh my
I was
gosh.
promised a Kelly Osbourne bit. No
That's
one
so true.
cares. We'll see. We'll see.
We're like, this is our MCU and we've ruined the timeline already. Like we just keep ruining the timeline.
It's like how they recorded WandaVision, but then they were like, we're not really gonna think too super hard about like, quality over quantity. Let's just do WandaVision and Multiverse of Madness at the same time.
Yep.
So this might be a rough one because I leave in maybe not even like 48 hours. It might be like 36 hours for Arizona.
Heck
So
yeah.
we'll see if I have time
You're
to
good.
edit this one. But yeah, this week we're doing our top five films of 2023 and also things that we're
Yay!
excited for.
For
But I guess,
2024.
is anything super significant happened to you in the past 48 hours?
No, first week of classes, and I'm petrified. I'm scared,
No.
nervous. The semester is so scary for me. But I'm hoping and believing that I got it. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna hope and believe. But other than that, no, just finished my first week of class, first week of classes. So, what about you? Anything crazy?
I've just been prepping for this trip. Not a single scarf exists in the state of Florida for me to purchase in preparation for this trip. So I'm gonna have to find one when I get there. At least, like, Arizona's colder right now, or at least, like, it has a wider range. So in the daytime, it's about the same temperature here, but at night, it gets really cold over there. So I'm
Yeah.
hoping that they have more than what we have. I was contemplating having to crochet my own scarf. And I'm like, acrylic yarn is
Oh.
not going to keep me warm. And also, I
Nope.
don't have time for that. And so, yeah, so we're just gonna have to cross our fingers. I do have a scarf that I knitted last year that I can take, but it is acrylic yarn. And she's thin to begin with in the first place. So,
Damn.
fingers crossed, I find something else. Ooh. Well, I guess I'll try to save these. I wasn't really planning on asking what we love this week because again, it's been 2 days.
Yeah.
But I forgot things last time, but I'll save that for the end. But yeah. Ugh, should we just get into it?
Let's just get into it. Do you want to start with our top fives?
Yeah. So let's do like I'll say my fifth and then you do your fifth and I'll say my fourth and we just like go. We have honorable mentions as
We
well.
do. I would like this one, this list, 2023. What a
A
year.
good year
I
for
feel like
film,
our lists
for
are not
film. I
gonna
don't know.
match at all.
I'm so excited. We don't know what each other's lists are. We did not communicate all what.
So what I did was I went to my Letterboxd and I just clicked like from like the release date, and then I was like, okay, what is the first movie I watched? And then like read through all of them and was like, okay, let's see. Actually, didn't watch as many new releases as I thought I did, but c'est la vie, as the
Yeah,
Italians say.
there were some that came out towards the end there that I haven't had a chance to watch yet. Especially like a lot of the ones that are up for like, well, I don't want to say up for Oscars because the nominations aren't out yet, but you know, movies that people are speculating. Like, I haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall yet. I haven't seen Zone of Interest. I'm not watching Maestro unless it gets nominated for Best Picture, and that because I just like to be informed. But that is the only, like, if it doesn't get nominated for Best Picture, you could not convince me to watch that movie if you had a gun pointed at my head.
Oh
I'm sorry. It looks so boring. And I refuse to stoop to pretentious levels and be like, I'm gonna watch Maestro and pretend that I enjoyed it. No. I know I'm not gonna like it, and I refuse to watch.
Anyway, would you like me to start with my number five or you?
Yeah, you go ahead.
All right, I would like to preface this list
Oh
by
boy.
saying this is purely on my enjoyment. It is not how I would rate the movies on like character or not character, sorry, like on cinematography or like the story. It was genuinely like how much I enjoyed these movies, and they're my
Yeah.
top five. So that's pretty high. Like that's
Yeah.
they're like my top movies of the year.
I have a list on my Letterboxd that is my top 10, but it's in like a more critical rubric. This one is just like, how much did I laugh? How much did I giggle and kick my feet? Like,
This is like, I liked these movies a lot. Okay, my number five is Killers of the Flower Moon.
ooh.
I really liked it. It was, and by I really liked it, I was made so sad and angry by it. It is my number five because, kind of like a lot of Scorsese movies, I can't rewatch. It is a one and done for me. It great movie, incredibly well made, the story and everything. I have my thoughts on things. Like I'm like, I don't know. Like it does like. It's of course very sad that we don't have like Osage filmmakers who have the funding and support to make these movies, to tell their own stories. So I have my own things with like my own reservations with that. As a standalone movie, it was very good, and I'm glad that I saw it this year.
Yeah, I will say did not make my list. I
You're
mean,
valid. You're
it's
valid.
really there. Okay, so 2022 I already thought was like a really good year for film, and it could also just be that starting this podcast has like gotten me even more into film, so maybe I'm just more aware of like new releases this year. But like, yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot of competition, and I still loved that movie. So, but yeah, it's very heavy. And if I'm basing things on pure enjoyment, yeah, it doesn't make the top five, but I thought it was really good. And I haven't seen a lot of Scorsese films, but like, despite the long runtime, it didn't feel like it was 3 hours. So,
What was your number
yes.
five?
My number five is Barbie.
Okay.
I think I saw it 4 times in theater.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't because I loved it so much, which I mean I did, but like that wasn't why I saw it so much. It was just because like I wanted everyone to go see it with me. Or like if someone hadn't seen it yet, I was like, you have to see this, and I don't care if I'm paying again for it. If like it takes me coming with you for you to see this movie, so be it. And also like, you know, it took me a second to come around to it. I think I mentioned it more or explained it more in the Little Women episode, whatever order these episodes come in. But basically, to just reiterate what I said in that episode, I was like more critical of how shallow the feminism was. Like the first 30 minutes that I got out of the theater, But then I let it simmer for like 24 hours and I was like, that's not the point. And I think that just so much hype was built up to that movie, and we predicted this. And although I do think it overcame this, but we were like really scared because we were like, at this point, there has amassed so much hysteria around it that like it cannot compare to what everyone is imagining in their heads. So I don't know what exactly I was imagining, but I don't think anyone was thinking exactly what it was. Do you know what I mean? So I think after that initial surprise, I was able to enjoy it a lot more the second time around, and it's only grown on me since. And the way that it pays homage to like films from like the 50s that were filmed on like sound stages and these big musical numbers and sets that are clearly fake, but like are so cute and like enjoyable and colorful. Yeah, I don't know. It was really good. And I think that I can't remember who mentioned it, but I think it was like a TikTok that I saw. But I think people are going to be talking about it and studying it for a long time, both for its achievements and for its respects to old Hollywood. To the art of old Hollywood. Maybe not to like the background or
I
whatever
was gonna
was
be like,
happening. I don't know if we want to respect that part.
number four. I feel like
Thing.
I feel like we're a countdown list. We're like number four. Anyway, my
Welcome back to
number.
Watch Mojo.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Our top five movies of 2023.
I'll shock you.
So my number four movie was a movie called Mafia Mama, and it has Toni Collette in it. That's one thing I'm gonna do is love a Toni Collette movie.
All right, now I'm buckling in.
I love her. Do you know what this movie is?
I think you might have talked to me about it when you watched it, and I haven't thought about it since.
So like, she's like a suburban mom, and then she moves back to her Italian roots, and she's like her family's mafia, and it's just so, you know, she has her romance in Europe, and she ends up rich in the end. And do you know who it's directed by? Katherine Hardwicke, the director of Twilight, the first one, when it was good. Anyway, I really liked it. It was just so fun. Like, let women have fun. I genuinely, it felt, you know, when like the mid-2000s, when like one man would get a comedy movie and it was kind of like mid-2000s comedy movie? Imagine that man is Toni Collette.
GQ's Man of the Year, Toni Collette.
So yeah, that's why I think I just had so much fun with it. I thought it was just, I caught it on a whim and I was so happy about it.
Is that the one where like she gets kidnapped or something and she like bimbos her way out of it, like not even trying to? Or am I thinking of something completely different?
There's a clip of her and she's like in a hotel room and then she accidentally poisons a guy who is
Okay,
trying
yeah,
to
so that
poison
is the
her.
movie.
Yeah.
I was like, because I was like, if this isn't the movie that she's talking about, I have something very different in my head right now.
Nope, it's exactly that movie.
It is a
I
miracle that I was even able to pull that from the depths of my
think
brain.
no. But I think if you get to watch it and you just want like a comedy, it's there. Got a little action in it, a little comedy. I
I mean,
had to.
I'm down. I just forgot about it the second that you.
You're good. You're good. Because I was also looking through it and I was like, oh my God, this movie. I loved it. It was so fun. What was yours?
Okay, my number four. It was really hard to choose which one to put over the other, this one or Barbie. And I think I might have seen this only one less time than Barbie in the theaters, but that is Bottoms.
Damn, yeah.
It was less appreciated by the general public, obviously, because it's not surrounding a major toy and brand, but I just thought it was so funny. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say about it. Like, I mean, it was just so fun and campy. And I know the word campy gets thrown around a lot, but like truly
Yeah.
amazing. And Nicholas
Looking
Gallatin's
camp dead in
range,
the
yeah, no, it stabbed camp in the eye. Like, and I just can't. I hope that like Emma Seligman and Io and Rachel all, I say it like I have brunch with them on Saturdays. I hope
Yeah,
that they
first
all.
name basis is wild.
It's just like I don't even, especially in the context of like Emma Seligman, I'm like, I don't need to name all their last names. You know who I'm talking about. I hope they continue to work together in that like similar capacity in the future where they're all like writing together and Emma is directing or even maybe like playing musical chairs with some of those roles. Because I they're just like a dream team. And I loved Shiva Baby, but like I love Io. Like she's so
Real.
talented. The way that she can do comedy and drama is like insane to me, and it's so impressive. Like her in The
People's
Bear,
princess.
literally. Have you seen her doing
Literally
the Irish
people's
accent?
princess. Yes. Was like, I saw tweets being like, for the Golden Globes being like, big night for Ireland, and it's her and Cillian Murphy.
I couldn't figure out if I still am not sure if she's actually Irish or not because her accent was noticeably American, but I was like, was she raised in the United States and she just lived in Ireland for a little while to like experience her roots? I don't know what the situation.
She just loves to lie, and I love that about a girl.
Our female Edward Cullen, our girl Robert Pattinson.
Very true.
But yeah, oh, it was so good.
Number three. I had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Ooh, I totally forgot.
Yeah, I had so much fun watching that movie. We went and like my siblings saw it, and we were all just like, it was a good time. It was a good time. I thought it was a fun animated movie. The kids who voice the Ninja Turtles themselves are so funny and ridiculous and crazy. And watching their interviews together was hilarious. But overall, I think it was like really fun and a really good animated movie from the year.
I loved it a lot. I love that we're kind of starting to see this like new age of animation that has kind of been inspired by like Into the Spider-Verse, where studios are taking more chances and kind of like using more mixed media like Puss in Boots. I think I haven't seen Bad Wolf, but I heard that there was some influences there. In that movie as well. And yeah, I'm just really excited to see it because if Disney continues going down the route that it's going down, we need a new replacement and we need it quickly. So, yeah, I also really liked that
Real.
one.
Let things be ugly.
Exactly. And another great performance from Io Adebisi.
I know. All right. What was yours?
Funny that you mentioned that movie because my third is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh my God.
I only have seen it once so far, but the like it's so it like engraved into my brain. Like,
The
yes.
movie?
Could be just like the sheer amount of like content that was made based on it, like all over social media, you couldn't escape it, and I'm not complaining. I guess I did watch the like opening scene multiple times where like Gwen is playing the drums. Number one because Hailee Steinfeld, and number two because I just love that scene so much. Like, it's such an impactful opening, and like, it's just like it's the same thing kind of with Barbie, except it's not living up to a brand. It had to live up to like the first movie, and I think it definitely did that. I mean, like, the first movie just had a lot lower stakes, so I think it's difficult to compare the two, but like, I truly think that it was like the best that it could have possibly been. And hopefully they treat their animators a little better. I'm okay
Real.
waiting. Like, I
I'll
can,
wait. I'll wait. Let's let
I'm
those people
waiting
see their
behind
kids.
bars, but like, yeah, let them see their children.
Like, let's
Like,
let them have enough money to feed their kids and see them.
yeah.
Like,
But they did cook. They cooked.
imagine how good it would be if they were allowed to see their kids and eat.
Imagine if your Spider-Man was ethically sourced.
Real.
But yeah, I'm really excited for the next one.
That's so
And
cute
like,
that we both had animated features.
yes, like that, the twist at the end and the cliffhanger. Like, when the movie ended, I stared at the screen for like a good 60 seconds. Like,
That song at
I,
the end. Sick.
and another banger soundtrack, more music for me
True.
to play at the gym. Like, it's just, it's everything to me. Getting close to the top now. What's your number two?
My number two was The Holdovers.
Ooh.
It is a seasonal-ish movie, but I really loved how it looked. I love a good crunchy movie. I love a crunchy movie, and the story, genuinely, I can't even describe. Northeastern vibes, and the actors are so good. The three main ones, incredible. Like the way that they're able to, like, especially Paul Giamatti, and I forget his name, but the boy.
It's slipping my mind too.
I'm saying the boy as if he's not our age.
In the movie, he's the boy.
Yeah, in the movie he's the boy. I feel like they work so well together, and knowing that that's his like first, like movie is crazy. They do so well. I love the way they're dressed. I love the way the school looks. I love the shots of like the city and the snow and the winter and kind of like my sister told me about it. She was like, this movie made me want to move up north and be happy in a sad way. And
Yeah,
I
I
feel
saw her
like it's,
Letterboxd review.
yeah, I feel like it's a perfect way to describe it because that's exactly how I felt watching it.
Yeah, that's another movie that like really, really grew on me the more and more I thought about it. I really don't know what more to say besides what you said, because spoiler, it was also my number two, which really took me by surprise. Like, I didn't walk into that
Same.
movie thinking it was going to be my number two. Not that we knew that we were doing this specific episode format when I went to go see it, but I also didn't walk out thinking that either. But it's just like the more and more I think about it, like, I really think that it's going to be a new Christmas staple. And like, everyone's performances are so good. And I feel like it's just so intimate, and having such realistic dialogue with such
Yeah.
a small cast is so impressive. But yeah, it was just so good. And I really need to rewatch it. I really need to rewatch a lot of these.
No, I totally agree. Like the first time watching Holdovers, I when I watched it, I fell kind of in love with it just watching it in the theater. There was also like no one in my theater, so it was like really chill. I just loved sitting in the center of the theater and watching it. And it just like in that moment, I was like, this is really good. I really, really like this. But the more I think back to it, I'm like, I like it so much more now that I'm thinking about it. It's because it's crunchy. It's crunchy in my head, and then it was crunchy when I saw it. So it feels like nostalgic. I think that's why I like older movies that are crunchy like that, because when I'm thinking and remembering them, they feel crunchy already. They feel like lived in memories.
Oh, you're wording it so well. Yeah, no,
It
it
feels like
feels
lived in.
nostalgic.
Yeah.
Nostalgic for a time that we weren't alive for.
Nope, at all. And we're
Oh.
from the South.
We truly do not relate to this movie in a single way. Like,
We went to
but
public school. I didn't cease to know until last week.
stop! I didn't know that.
Yeah, I hadn't seen snow until I moved up here.
That's
But
crazy.
we have nothing in common with this movie. Like, Vietnam has happened, is happening in that movie.
But I feel like that goes even more to show like how
How
good
things
this
don't
movie
change.
is. Just like the way that you can relate to it, no matter, you know, whether or not you literally relate to it. Oh, but yeah, it's so good. Well, I guess since that was also my number two, what was your, oh, our honorable mentions. I almost forgot. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, so some of my honorable mentions are your movies. So I did have Across the Spider-Verse and Bottoms. Honorable mentions, the FNAF movie.
I knew it was coming.
I had fun. Also, we got one of the last looks. Is his name MatPat? He's retiring, but we got
Everyone,
him
a
in the
moment of
FNAF movie
silence.
to just say. But that's just a theory. Do, do, do. Pour one out for MatPat. Last video is coming soon of his. I think it's like
Oh,
what, next Thursday or something.
it was
But
like
yeah.
watching. I was gonna say it's like watching if we had a good president resign.
FNAF was on my honorable mentions. I can't move past this. It had to be on my honorable mentions. Fast X, fast 10-year seat belts. I'm just a
Is
Fast and
that
Furious
actually
fan.
what it's called?
No,
Like, is
it's
it?
not. It's called Fast X. But I like those movies. They powered a plane with three Smirnoffs and John Cena. It just has a lot going on.
You could tell me anything happened in that movie, and I would believe you.
They drive off a dam. It's even crazier than the one they went to space in. It's
I need one where they go on the ride.
That's hilarious. Don't give him ideas.
I don't know
Don't
how
give
that
him
would work
ideas.
in like a fourth wall situation. I don't think they care.
No. That one and yeah, those were my honorable mentions. What were yours?
I tried to limit myself. Some of these I was like, did I really like them that much, or were they just ridiculous? Like, for a second, Megan was on there. I'm like, how much did I really enjoy Megan?
I feel that.
But yeah, so my honorable mentions are Priscilla. Again, another
Okay.
one that I need to see again because I was sitting next to the
You
most
ruined your
annoying
experience.
girls. Like, I don't know. If you are a huge Jacob Elordi fan, which his performance in this was very good. Okay. Like I'm not trashing on him. But if you see this man and start going rabid, I need you to get it out before you enter the theater. It's not playing anymore. But I need you to get it out before you enter the movie theater. Because, you know, like, and this is advice that applies to any future movies where you're watching it. Like, I don't want to be next to you giggling and screaming. I don't mean to yuck your yum. Okay. And like, I think a little bit is fine, you know. Like, I'm not gonna say that I don't kick and giggle. Yeah, like, I don't know, there's a time and place and amount. And it's not in a movie where your favorite is playing a groomer, okay? Yeah, it was really good. Like, visually so stunning. The aesthetic was so good. Again, similar vibes with like the crunchiness. That's just describing a grain of it really does like
Yeah.
and just like the way that the setting is limited really makes you feel like you are experiencing her life yourself. I need to watch more Sofia Coppola. I won't get too much into it because it's still an honorable mention. But another one, I almost forgot about this till I was looking through like lists of movies that came out. But Dungeons and Dragons, I feel like there was a lot of hype leading up to this movie. And then when it came out, I didn't hear anything about it afterwards, really. But like maybe I'm just forgetting because it came out more towards like the beginning of the year, or maybe that's like genuinely true. But like I thought it was a really good fun time, especially like we haven't played Dungeons and Dragons in a hot minute. We used to play in like high school and like early college for maybe 1 year, a couple sessions.
Well, we spent that summer playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I mean, hey, it was great. That's the summer
True.
before college. We were not having your typical
No, we
coming
were.
of age,
That's
like,
what we were doing.
we were in a house around a table every week on the dot playing make believe. And was I paying attention? No. But there was food and a good time.
There was food. I was bad at it. There was camaraderie. It was a time, you know?
But yeah, so like the detail that they paid attention to, like I think there's this one scene where they're fighting each other and or not each other. They're fighting like, you know, the big bad kind of. And I think it's like, you know, in D&D, look, we were not when we played it, we weren't really referencing a handbook, okay? We were just doing whatever we
No.
wanted really. But like technically
What?
by the handbook, I think that like a certain number of like rounds equals a certain amount of time. And like, you know, you go in a rotation, like you take turns in combat. And they kind of like did something in that scene when they're fighting each other. Like you can see the rounds happening and like
Yeah.
the seconds are equivalent to like, yeah, I mean, it still wasn't the best movie of the whole year, but like it was a really good time and everyone's performances, I feel like I keep saying this for every single movie, but they're on the list for a reason. Like Chris Pine served, what's his name from Bridgerton served, Justice Smith served. They all, I mean, all of them, all of them,
Yeah.
all of them. Yeah. I guess last but not least, what was your number one of the entire year?
My number one.
Oh,
Y'all already know what my number one was. It was Godzilla minus one. I
I
loved it. I loved it so much. I cried. I cried so much. I cried so much. It was beautiful. Where else do you get a movie about men with PTSD and war and nationalism? And World War II for the World War II fanatics, people found family, dealing with loss and grief, fighting tradition and culture, like fighting traditional culture and like trying to learn who you are through that and overcoming mental health struggles and Godzilla. All of those things are in that movie. It's beautiful. That's why it was my number one. Also,
I'm
he looks
still.
scary. And the music made him scary. I've never been scared, but I was when I was in that theater and I was like, oh my God, low-key scary. They did so well with it.
I'm screaming. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that up. I still
I'm
haven't seen that
sorry.
movie. Not because I don't want to. I just haven't had a chance yet. But
I feel
I yeah, I was like, what is her number one?
that. You know what my sister said? So I went through this list with her before we recorded, and she was like, "Bro, you should have seen Iron Claw. I feel like that would have been low key on your list."
I
And
do really want to see that one.
but I was like, "Didn't it technically release January, or has it been? It's been out, hasn't it?"
I'm yeah, okay. At first second I thought you meant January of last year. I was like,
This year.
this came out. Yeah, I think
Okay.
it came out in December.
That's what I'm thinking too. But yeah, that was my number one. You can't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why
Oh
we got
my
so
gosh.
many Godzilla movies. But this one was beautiful. It wasn't that they fixed it. It was like they gave it a new paint job and like cleaned the rims and like,
Like a Theseus's ship kind of situation.
yeah, with those videos where they take like a car and they like deep clean it on the inside and the outside. That's what this felt like, bro.
It's like one of those rugs on TikTok that they purposely make dirty, or like a crime looks like it's been committed on it, and they just
It was
power
like
wash
lightly
that thing.
dirty. It was like lightly dirty, like barely even. It was like they improved something that wasn't even broke,
Yeah, I would like to say that that analogy for me is not a statement on previous Godzilla movies. I've never seen one, not a single one, so nobody come for me.
So what was your number one?
Okay.
Okay.
This one, there is a little bit of more film critique than like movie giggling kicking involved in this choice, just because I feel like the number one spot deserves that. Gotta go to Poor Things. It has to go to Poor Things. Genuinely, that movie was such a perfect balance of absurd and hilarious and emotional. And I totally get, if it's not your style of movie, but it's so good. It's so good. Everyone in it, hilarious. The costumes, amazing. Like, I don't know how he got away with making everything look like an AI made it, but it still looks good. Like, it feels like I haven't seen that Salvador Dali movie, but like, this is like,
Oh, the weird, creepy one.
yeah, this is what I imagine it's like if you made it like funny and like cranked up the sleigh. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She's wearing the same Anthropology shorts in different colors, and I'm like, oh, so true, because this is ultimately about a woman finding herself, like, and when a woman finds it sounds like this is my main takeaway from the whole film. When a woman finds her favorite pair of shorts, she's gonna get it in the same color, or I mean in different color,
Literally same
literally.
size, different colors.
That was the only lesson she learned in the whole. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it just like was such a fun kind of just like almost thought experiment into what it would look like if you just like dropped a woman with no pretense of like the patriarchy into the patriarchy, but because she's an adult woman, it's like she just has no reservations, and she's able to get away with just being like, I don't understand why things are the way that they are, and it's kind of stupid that they are the way that they are, and I'm just gonna do whatever I want. And like, I will say that, like, yes, Emma Stone is a white woman, so I don't mean for this to be like the pinnacle of like, like this is how it would be if any given woman, or like this is a representation of like what womanhood is for every single woman in the entire world in all walks of life. But it was just like a really fun exploration, and like not even just like whimsicalness and like, drama. Like, beyond that, it was also so like not even creepy, but just like the perfect amount of unsettling. Like, I gotta read the book.
Oh, there's a book.
Yeah, it's based on a book. It's
Oh, I
like
didn't know
obviously
that.
inspired by Frankenstein.
I haven't watched that movie. The way you're describing it makes me think of like the Barbie movie where Ken is
No,
thrown
literally,
into.
I've compared it to that in my mind. Like, it really is like
It's
an
like
elevated
Ken.
version of the Barbie movie.
It's like Ken, but like women aren't evil.
Which is wild because it's directed by a man. You know how people were
I've
making
heard
jokes? Yeah.
some things about it that make me a little
Ooh.
sus,
Like
but
what?
I heard that it kind of falls into like Sexy Born Yesterday.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I haven't watched the movie, so I have no idea.
I mean, I think she's beautiful, but I don't know. I feel like if you're sexualizing her too much, I won't spoil anything, but especially in the beginning of the movie, that might be something that you need to look into in the mirror and not into the movie. But I do see where that critique could have come from, and I would need to watch it again before I like give an official stamp statement on that take. But
We're gonna be waiting on the official letter.
yeah, I'm like, I don't know how like easy it is to really sexualize her in the first like really honestly 2 hours of the movie.
How long is this movie?
You know, maybe I'm thinking it was longer than it was. At least the first hour. I'm a little worried if y'all are sexualizing her. And that's all. I'll just leave it there. But like, I get how people could have, you know, come up with that because, and I don't necessarily disagree because that is kind of like low key, literally the plot in a very literal sense. If anyone is like, "What is she talking about?" You're just gonna have to watch the movie because I don't know how to describe
Yeah.
it without spoiling things. But yeah, that was really good. So that's our top five for this past year. Do we want to really quick speed run into like what we're excited for this year? And you can
Yes,
read
please.
off the things that like
All
aren't just film, so.
right, so you can go first because I went first just now.
Okay. I'll just go through them really quickly. Challengers, I'm really excited for. I think it was supposed to come out last year. But now it's coming
Yeah.
out this year. And like, oh, it just looks so good. And I'm also excited for Dune 2. Dune 1 was kind of slow, a little less action, which is crazy to say because there was still a lot of action, but it's just like, it's a lot to process, especially if you know nothing going into it, which I did not. But also excited because Florence Pugh and Zendaya, 2 out of 2 for Zendaya so far. Austin Butler is also there, I guess.
Yeah, he's definitely on that
He sure is
list.
there. No, I don't like hate him. I think it's funny. So yeah, I'm optimistic about that. Next one, and I will not be seeing the first one. Joker, Folie à Deux.
Yes! That's exactly how I
Because
feel about that. I was think like I keep seeing Joker on streaming and I'm like maybe I should watch this before this other movie comes out, but then I was like I think I could watch a YouTube video where it's like summarize the movie in minutes and then I will park in the movie theater lot, watch it and then go in.
yeah, I'm kind of like, how watch someone be like, actually, this really crazy thing that's relevant to the plot and the next one happens. How, like, what really could happen in the Joker
Truly.
that I need to know? Like, from what I understand, he just goes off the rails, and that's the whole plot of the movie. You might get some backstory into why he's gone off the rails, but he's the Joker, okay? He's like, what, the like fourth, fifth, millionth iteration of the Joker in live action. Like, I don't care. And like, I've said it before that I'm trying to be more open to these movies that are kind of written off as like film bro movies, because I don't want to like hold myself back from experiencing really good films. But this one, I don't care. So, but Joker, fully ado. I will be there for Lady Gaga. I will be there for the
Real.
music. I'm so interested in like how they're going to do this. Like, even if I don't enjoy it, like for myself, I feel like just witnessing like it as a phenomenon or as just like a, I don't even know. You know what I mean?
I'm
Like
so
it's that,
curious.
yeah, like I'm interested. And I could not say the same for the first Joker.
Same.
I'll try to go quicker. Maxine, supposed to come out next year. Excited for that. That's another one that
Me
I've
just
come
yelling.
around to. Like, yes! Like cheering. I mean, that's probably gonna be me in the next one. But yeah, like it took me a second to come around to Pearl and X, but I think they've grown on me a little more, especially Pearl. There's now we're getting into non-films. Actually, I'll finish all my films first. I saw the TV Glow, which I think is supposed to have Justice Smith and Phoebe Bridgers. I don't think she's like top billed or anything like that, but I am a Phoebe Bridgers girl, so I will be seeing that. What else? Oh, cautiously excited in parentheses here. Mean Girls, the musical, I will be seeing tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm a little worried because I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I don't know if it deserves all the hate that it's getting, and I think that the way that they have marketed it as like is there music in this? I don't know. Yes, you'll have to find. Like I think it's really shooting themselves in the foot because
Yeah.
like the only people who care to even see a remake is gonna be the musical theater people. Like why else would we need, we debatedly still didn't need this one, you know, there's some, it's not the greatest lyricism on the planet, but you know why, especially if you don't know it's musical, why would you want to see a different Mean Girls when the original Mean Girls is right there?
Is it not the same music from the musical itself?
It is, there's like a couple songs that have been like thrown in or like added, and then some that have been out.
Okay.
There's also some questionable lyrics and nothing like too crazy, but like it's just some are out of pocket, some are just plain bad. Yeah, so I mean, I am a little afraid for the movie itself because some of people's criticism of the trailers and things like that, I understand why they are worried. But I am worried that it's going to be like a reverse Barbie situation where everyone's hating on it before it comes out, or even just that like all of this hate is going to draw in people that it's not for, you know? And then those people are going to leave the theater being like, ugh, I went to a musical and you guys will never get this. It was a musical. Or even worse, you didn't know it was a musical.
I saw a TikTok today of people being like it's the first song, like a video from the theater, and they start singing, and the entire, like, a good chunk of the audience goes, "Oh." And I was like, "It's a musical.
Like,
What are you talking about?"
at first, I thought that all of the criticism about like the trailers not advertising that it was a musical was like, I was like, how do you not know? But like, I've known that this musical exists because I follow Broadway stuff like that. So I think it's kind of like the same thing with like the Hunger Games, Songbirds and Snakes movie. Like, to me, I'm like, yeah, there's gonna be singing. But it's hard for me to imagine that people don't know that. Not because they should, but just because I do know that. But yeah. So another one, Lisa Frankenstein. I believe it's either directed or written by the same person who directed or wrote Jennifer's Body. And it just looks really fun. I don't know how I feel about Cole Sprouse as like the main
Same.
guy. I'm trying so hard to separate him from like, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. You ever see me without this hat on? And like just in general, his personality as like a real person. You know, to an extent, not fully, but to an extent, I gotta give some grace to the Disney Channel people because they were really put through it. But yeah,
That's
I'm
true.
excited for that one. I love 80s music, so
Me too. I had that on
excited
my
for it.
list too.
And then I have Nosferatu, which apparently, I think what's her name? Lily Rose Depp, isn't it? And her role was supposed to be played by Anya Taylor-Joy. Anyways, then We Live in Time with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. Now I'll run through the non-film things. Like, I'm not, I swear, I'm not going to talk about them. I'm just going to list them.
So valid.
Gatsby the Musical, written by Florence, not Florence Pugh, Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine, the musical at least. Season 3 of Bridgerton. Excited to see some plus-size
Heck
romance.
yeah.
Not in Love by Ali Hazelwood, which is a book that I didn't know was coming out, but it is, and I'm excited for it. My guilty pleasures. The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, which is a book. It's the author of Shadow and Bone and Six of Crows.
Oh.
I'm holding myself back from adding more. yeah, so that's all of mine. What about you?
I had several that were on your list. So I also had Bridgerton. I had Lisa Frankenstein. I had Challengers. I'm very excited for The Bear season 3. I watched The Bear season 1 when it first came out on a friend's couch while she was sick. And I just watched it because like she had Hulu and I didn't. So I just binged the show like while taking care of her. And I really fell in love with it. I know it makes people anxious, but it makes me strangely calm, all of the yelling and like running around, which says a lot about me, maybe. Maybe I should think about that, but I really love the show. And I love all the actors on it. They're incredible. I have Driveaway Dolls, which I'm kind of intrigued by.
What was it?
Driveaway Dolls.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It broke up a little for a second.
Oh no. Yeah, so it's like two women are driving to Tallahassee, Florida.
No.
Yes, and they
Get out
like
of there.
yeah, so we are Floridians. I gotta support a
Not
movie in
Tallahassee.
Florida. Tallahassee. There's another movie, Spaceman. It's got Adam Sandler in it. It's actually like a serious Adam Sandler. So it's about a Czech astronaut. So he's like, I don't know if this is a serious movie or not. I'm hoping it is serious, because it like the pictures do look good about it. I'm intrigued. The rest of these are sequels, so buckle up.
Oh boy.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I will watch anything they put out. I just want to know what's going on. The last one had like what, Finn Wolfhard and Paul Rudd. I don't even know if they're going to continue with that storyline because this is the second spin-off sequel slash sequel that they've just like gave up on. So we'll see if there's a third. Like it's like a tree with like dying limbs. That's
Is this
how
the
I
one that
feel.
McKenna Grace is in? Or did that come out ages ago already?
I think that was the last one.
Yeah, see,
The
I
one that
cannot
came out
keep
a couple
track
years ago. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. We all know why.
Is it
We
related at
all.
all to the most recent one, or?
What do you mean? Like
Like,
God
there's.
versus or Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah. Like, is it this
It's
most recent
yeah.
Godzilla?
If you're thinking Godzilla minus one, no. There's no relation here.
Okay. That's what I
The
was wondering.
Godzilla minus one comes from Japan, and the Godzilla King Kong ones are like Universal Studios having fun.
Okay.
So they're just gonna, they're just fighting. I'm just
Girls are
I'm
fighting.
yeah. My faves are fighting, unfortunately, right now. So I hope they come together against a common enemy yet again. I'm also excited for A Quiet Place Day One. It's like a prequel to A Quiet Place with different people. It's like day one of like what's happening in A Quiet Place. I'm very interested. I really hope I get a theater with no children so no one's making noise so I can watch these quiet movies in peace.
Is bringing their child to see the prequel to A Quiet Place.
When I saw A Quiet Place 2, I almost strangled some teenagers because they dropped an entire pack of Reese's pieces on the floor and they kept giggling about it. And I was like, I swear.
In 2024, we are abolishing teenage.
They literally kill the vibe.
No, I'm kidding. I don't even think that those girls in Priscilla were teenagers. I think they were full grown women that needed to calm down.
Yet another one. In the 80s, we had the movie Twister. 2024, we're gonna have Twisters. I'm excited. I did like the original Twister movie.
I've
It
never
was something
seen it.
I watched it with my mom, which I watched so many questionable movies with my mother growing
Now,
up
what age
because
did you watch Twister?
I was a child. I was a child, and they like it's like Twister. The whole thing of the original one is like this girl whose parents were literally killed by a tornado, and so she's obsessed with tornadoes, and she marries some guy, and they're having a messy divorce, or they've kind of had a messy divorce, and he like she's still a scientist or whatever doing her research, and he comes to have her sign the divorce papers, but he's also a storm hunter, and so they get back together. It's so messy. It's so me like he has a whole like fiance. He has a literal fiance and a different job now. It's messy, but
No one told me that there was tea in the movie Twister.
Twister.
I was supposed to be like, she married a Twister.
No, so like my mom had to be watch so many weird movies. I don't know if you've seen on Netflix right now Society of Snow, which is about the crash, the plane crash in the Andes Mountains, where like a soccer team has to resort to
The Yellow Jacket situation.
cannibalism. There is
Ew.
an older movie related to that. My mom had me watch it when I was 8. Why was I watching people do cannibalism at 8 years old? A tragedy, an
Well,
incredible
maybe we're learning
tragedy.
a little bit why the bear relaxes you so much, because I'd be relaxed too.
Anyway, Twisters. I'm excited to see what they do with that. See, that's what they should be revamping. Movies from like the 80s. Like, not.
Leave ET alone. Nobody touched that movie. I
Can
cannot take
you
another
imagine if they.
one. I would go on full lockdown if they, we cannot manifest this. I'm gonna look up if that's a thing that's happening after this, because I
This is
feel
gonna
like
be
just
so
speaking it
scary
into
for
the
you.
universe. He is
I think we just
outside my
did
door right now. No.
it. I think we just caused it by accident.
I will
Anyway, I don't
kill myself.
My
He's
last.
so scary.
Maybe it'll be less scary now that you're an adult. Face looking like that.
I'm borderline on the verge of tears. Just because I cannot. It's that is my quiet place.
Okay,
I can't do it. I can't do
we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to that. We're gonna move on. In lighter news, 2024 will also bring us Despicable Me 4,
There's
Venom
another
3.
one.
Yes, Venom 3 and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So get ready for that. But yeah, those were my. The ET thing really got you. I can
No, it
just
really
tell you're
did get
still
me. Like,
resonating with the fear of people.
it has never crossed my mind that that movie is
Free
old
booth.
enough for it to be like in the roster of like, at this point, I'm like, it's a matter of time. It is a matter of time. Spielberg better stay alive, because the second that man kicks the can, how old is he? I don't even know. If
He's
they
kind of
do
older.
it, if they don't do it before he dies, I know that they are going who drag that alien out from his sarcophagus and make him sing and dance again, or whatever happens in that movie. I can't do it. I can't do it. He is my It the Clown. Like 30 years from, we don't have time to go into my trauma surrounding ET. And I'm being dramatic about it right now, because no, okay. I'm just gonna leave it there.
I would you like to know
Know what?
any information regarding
I
this?
feel like you asking me that is already bad.
Okay. Okay, wait, is this gotta be a lie. Someone asked on a article being like, out of all the Hollywood reboots, why is there no E.T.?
You, I will find you and I will hunt you down.
Whoever asked this question.
They're in the, they were actually in the middle of typing, and then there's just like a little dash that cuts off their question because I am behind them.
Someone said, I don't think Steven Spielberg wants to touch it. So I think you're good.
I don't either. Let's all not touch ET. In fact, out of all of the rides that have been demolished from the original Universal Studios, when has that one's time come? You know, I think it has overstayed its welcome.
I'm gonna tell you something. I never wrote it until like maybe 2 years ago, because my friends really liked it as kids. I wrote it. That thing was terrifying. I was scared.
Yes, it
Low
was
key.
so scary. Like, can
Low
you
key, I was
imagine
scared.
little me being forced to go on that ride? Because that if this is like my Doofenshmirtz flashback, if anyone was curious, is like
Oh
I
my
won't
God.
go into the long imagery detailed version of it, but I wrote it when I was little and I was traumatized. I remain traumatized. I've gotten a little better. I still can't watch it. But yeah, but speaking of Universal Studios, didn't there used to be a Twister ride or like
There
some sort of
did.
attraction?
There
Okay,
was a
because I,
walkthrough like thing.
yeah, that's so interesting. I never knew the plot of that movie. So now knowing what it was or like the vague outline, like, I don't know how, I mean, I guess there is still a tornado, but like, I don't understand how you make a ride out of like
It
low
was
key
the
a
big
romance
one.
drama. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, you had one thing that you were obsessed with that you forgot last week.
Oh yeah, okay. So that, well, not last week. 2 days ago, I bought my first big girl perfume. It's Irresistible by Givenchy. I don't even know that's how you say it. But I'm like, it is called Bath and Body Works from no. Yeah, I don't know. I'm about to go on this trip and I was like, I want to smell good. And I'm 23 now. I need a scent that says I'm 23. And it smells really good. Like, genuinely, I sprayed it on like a little test thingy after having already sprayed three different perfumes on my person. I finally found the strips. And then this was
Crime.
genuinely like one of the best smells. Like, I was over here foaming at the mouth in the perfume section of
Dang.
Ulta. It's good. It smells good. Like, and I can't wait to smell that way. I'm using it sparingly because it was expensive. So I've been really holding
Valid.
myself back on like using it yet. Cause like, where am I going? Work? Like, yeah.
I've been on a hot chocolate thing. I've been having like a hot chocolate every day for the past week, which can't be good for me, but it can't be bad for my soul. So, you know, we gotta think about those things.
Man.
I
Love.
am.